Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine. We love talking to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about questions, health issues, and concerns that matter to you. It's Mick Lee. Today we have Dr. John Panofino, Executive Director of the Digestive Health Institute and Division Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, love having you on. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
So this September is Achalasia Awareness Month, affecting about 1 in 100,000 people. Can you explain what it is to our listeners?
Yeah, so achalasia is a disease that affects your esophagus, which is the food pipe that takes food from your mouth into your stomach. And what happens is the end of the esophagus, the lower esophageal sphincter, is unable to relax and open up. So the food literally gets stuck in your esophagus. In fact, achalasia, the word, means failure to relax. So these patients come in and they really, feel like they can't get anything down. The food may come back up. It's a really problematic issue, and patients not only feel really bad, but, it can be a life-threatening disorder.
That's scary. What are the causes?
So we don't really know what the actual cause is, but we theoretically believe that it's probably related to a response to something that is being perceived as foreign. So kind of an autoimmune response to something, maybe a virus that actually causes destruction of the nerves that cause relaxation of that particular area of the esophagus. So when you swallow, that sphincter is supposed to relax. For some reason, those nerves are destroyed and you're not able to signal that sphincter to relax, and then everything gets kind of piled on behind it.
This is Voices of Better Medicine. We're on with Dr. Panofino at Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about achalasia. It's Achalasia Awareness Month. What are the known risk factors?
There really aren't many risk factors known. It's really just picking it up early and seeing patients who come in typically misdiagnosed with reflux disease or another problem. They come in and we finally diagnose them with this. And this is usually through some sophisticated diagnostic tools like manometry, which we've been pioneers in developing here at Northwestern. In fact, the way you diagnose achalasia is using something called the Chicago classification, which we developed in our lab here at Northwestern.
And the Northwestern Medicine Kenneth C. Griffin Esophageal Center was established in 2023, one of the leading referral centers in the world for complex disorders like achalasia. Can you share more about the innovative treatments available to patients there?
Yeah, so we pretty much treat every possible disorder of the esophagus in the Griffin Center. We're very lucky to have that support because it gives us the ability to not only provide high-level care, but also do kind of state-of-the-art research so that we can treat people better. And really, what we provide at Northwestern is the ability to take care of complex esophageal problems. Where we're most beneficial for many patients are the patients who've been seen at other places. Maybe they haven't been able to figure out what's going on. They might have had a surgery or a procedure and it's not working well. We're really a very appropriate referral center for these kind of second opinions for these complex cases. But of course, we do take care of all of the esophageal complaints that people can have there and are really well equipped to provide not only the high-level diagnostics, but the best treatments and surgeries for esophageal diseases in the center.
If any listeners are hearing this and thinking this sounds like something that I might be dealing with, we don't want them to just ignore it and let it go. What are possible long-term complications from it?
Yeah, so unfortunately, if achalasia is not treated, it can get worse to the point where you actually need to get your esophagus taken out. And actually, that's a pretty significant operation. And there can be a risk of cancer. So even in patients that we treat effectively, we have to keep an eye on them. And we have to go down and take a look and do endoscopy and look down in their esophagus at least every 3 to 5 years to make sure everything's okay. So once again, the esophagus is a tube that a lot of people take for granted, but when it's not working, it can have devastating effects.
And can it get worse over time? I mean, if you start showing symptoms, will it get worse progressively over years?
Yeah, so it's really important to catch it early. And if you catch it early, people tend to do really well. But if you, misdiagnose it or you're not really treating it effectively early on, your esophagus can start to dilate. And when it starts to dilate and get bigger, it almost acts like a stomach. And then there's a point of no return where we actually do have to take your esophagus out, which, as I mentioned, is a pretty significant operation.
Well, again, September is Achalasia Awareness Month, so perfect timing for you to get on and talk to us about this. Thanks again for all the information. Dr. John Pandolfino, Executive Director of the Digestive Health Institute and Division Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. We appreciate you being here on Voices of Better Medicine.
Thank you.